And I for those of us that at Bible study on Wednesday, I told you, if you got a chip on your shoulder, you might not want to be here Sunday. That's what I told him that Wednesday. Amen. The book of 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 18. You found it, just say, please say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the word of God reads in this wise, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And we want to use for our subject this morning, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. You may be seated. This word reads, it says in it, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anything that lives should in some manner show some signs of growth. And whenever a living organism stays in an infantile stage, that indicates to us that something must be wrong with that individual. Everything that's born should not stay a baby. And eventually, what should happen is that the word says in 1 Peter 2 and 2 that it says, now, as newborn babies, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. In other words, when you have a small baby, that baby has to take in some milk for some nutrition in order to grow into the adult that eventually will be the final stage of this growth process. And even as church folk, supposed to be saved folk, if we ought to feast on the milk of this word, that we begin to grow into the saints that God would have us to be. But now, if you fail to feast on nutritious food, later on you'll discover that you will become some spiritual runts in life. You'll never mature into what God would have you be. And second of all, you won't grow if you won't taste the food. The word of God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. In other words, to taste this food, we've got to feast on the word of God. Now, the word of God will allow me to receive the proper nutrients in order that I might grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, if you really want to grow, you shouldn't have to be force-fed. See, when you, all of us know that it takes food in order for us to live. And in this spiritual life, it takes the word of God for us to exist and have life like God designed for us to have. Now, you might exist, but the word says that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, some of us are existing, but we're living like spiritual midgets. And the reason that many folk in church are on life support is because they are not feasting on the word of God. Then others of us are not growing because we're eating junk food. Somebody said, well, what do you mean by junk food? See, what happens is we're still, some of us have been in church 40 and 50 years, and we're still stuck on Jesus wept, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But there's a whole lot more to this word than just those few little basic things that we memorize from a child. Then the biggest crutch that we like to eat on, the candy bar that we eat on, is that, well, you know, all have sinned and come short, and all of us fall short, and God knows my heart. But I told you last week, the Bible says, above all things, your heart is evil. Now, when you begin to grow up, you will stop depending on training wheels in order for you to ride through this life. Now, the training wheel, when you first give your life to Christ, you ride a tricycle or a bicycle with training wheels because you don't know anything other than all have sinned and come short. But now, after you've come into the knowledge, once you grow into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, sooner or later, you ought to take your training wheels off. Church, it's time for us to grow up. Got too many babies in church. Got a baby folk. Got a big folk. Got a plead with folk when we all ought to desire the milk of the word. Yes, I can recall in Matthew chapter 21. Now, somebody here thinks that not growing is not a problem. But if you look in Matthew chapter 21, you'll see a story where Jesus became hungry. And as he and the disciples were going down the road, they spotted a fig tree. Now, a fig tree ought to have what on it? Some figs. An apple tree ought to have some. Now, and saved folk ought to have some fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, happiness. But now, when you look at this scripture, Jesus them needed this fruit in order to do this natural body some good. And when they got to the tree, didn't find no fruit on it. And if Jesus came to your tree this morning, would he find some fruit? Or would he say, cut it down? Now, when you look in Matthew 21, he knew that trees are fruit trees are designed to produce fruit. And he said right then and there, cursed are you, and no more fruit shall grow on you. And then think about our lives. Yes, you can plant the seed, but eventually the seed ought to produce a plant. Now, the word of God became into our life, and it was hid into our heart, but right now that seed should be producing a fruitful life. Church, it's time for us to grow up. Grow how? We got to learn to grow past tradition. Colossians 2 and 8. It says, now beware unless any man fool you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of this word, and not that of Christ. Well, let me put it this way. The NIV says this. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow thinking and deceptive philosophy, which depends on the common sense of the human traditions of man and the basic principles of this word, of this world, and not of Christ. Let me tell you something. Just because you've been doing something a set way for 20 years don't mean that you've been doing it right. We ought to grow deeper in Christ than I was a year ago. It's time for the church to grow up. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. I want everybody to look at this. And it simply says this. When I was a child, help me, Holy Ghost. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but need to get up off of it. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Church, it's time to grow up. See, children have a simple way of thinking. Sometimes they have a limited understanding, and sometimes they say things that they shouldn't say. But it's time for sage folk to stop speaking foolishly. Depending on luck. Thank you, been here by being careful. See, I'm here by the grace of God. I can't keep on speaking like a child and say, Jesus. Then it says, I understood as a child. See, right now, some sage folk, some church folk are understanding as children. We ain't got past Jesus loves me. But there are some requirements that Jesus loves you. He said, because if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It's time to grow up. Jesus. Then I thought like a child. See, children will have a simple way of thinking, but sage folk ought to have a heavenly way of thinking. In other words, a child's thought will tell you that I can't afford to tithe, but a spiritual thought will tell you I can't afford not to tithe. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Let me show you how messed up our thinking is. Romans 12, 2. And it says, and be not conformed to this world. Your common sense kind of stupid. That's what it's telling you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of our bodies have gotten rather obese and grown quite a bit, but our mind is still in an infantile state. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That you might prove what is that good and acceptable and the will of God. Until your mind grows up, it's hard to please God. See, growing up will allow you some extra added benefits. See, I can recall as a child, we all been there before, that when you were underage, everybody wanted to go to the R-rated movie. But in order to go to certain movies, you had to be a certain age. And until you grew up, you couldn't get in. I also can recall as a child going to Six Flags, and there would be certain rides that I was not able to ride because you had to be a certain height in order to ride that ride. And I would say to myself, I'll be glad when I grow up so I can get on there and I can ride that thing. Well, God is quite similar. Ephesians chapter 2. And if you look here in verses 18 through 22, we'll understand how growing up can provide you with some added benefits. Verse 18, and it says, for through him. See, when you grow up, you'll discover who's in charge. It ain't MasterCard. It ain't Visa. It ain't your job. It ain't your husband. It ain't your wife. It ain't your children. But we, Jesus will grant you the access. It says, by one spirit unto the Father. In other words, you got to grow up in order to receive admittance to God. And without the proper ID, you don't have access. But once you begin to grow in the Word and grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God dwells in you, God will be able to recognize you because you will begin to bear some fruit. He will recognize his sheep. And his sheep will recognize him. See, when you grow up, you're not easily led astray. For he said, my sheep hear my voice. And a stranger, they won't follow. Now, if you keep on following the wrong shepherd and you keep finding yourself laying in the ditch, it's highly an indication that you haven't grown up yet. Look at verse 19. He says, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but now you are fellow citizens with the saints of God and of the household of God. Now, if you don't grow up and mature, it will be hard to recognize who you are and who you're supposed to be. See, if they would adopt some seeds here in the floor right now, I can't recognize one seed from another. But the word of God says, but by their fruit, not the seed. A whole lot of folk get the seed. They join church. Woo, Jesus. But by their fruit, you shall know them. And if you haven't grown up, somebody got a big question mark and saying, who are you? Who are they? Now, the fruit of the saints should be the fruit of not complaining. Now somebody here said, I'm grown. Well, if you're grown, let me tell you what your mouth ought to be saying. Your mouth should be saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. But now, if you hadn't grown up, you complaining about the price of gas. You complaining about not enough food. You complaining about not enough clothes. You complaining about not the car that you want to drive. You complaining about everything around. But when you grow up, you'll learn to let that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And when I grow up, I can see things differently from what I used to see them. I used to find a reason to gripe and complain, but now I look for a reason to praise. When you grow up, you'll find a reason to praise God. See, God has been so good to us that every time I look around, I see where he's brought me from, and I begin to say, hallelujah! Lord, I praise you. Lord, I lift you up. I'm rejoicing. Why? Because I'm grown up from the little boy I used to be. Can't be that same little girl that you used to be. See, what happens is when God transforms your mind, when God changes your way of thinking, when you come in here and feast on the word of God, you'll discover some changes begin to take place, and you're not the person that you used to be. Now, if you're coming in here and you're pushing the food away from me, then what will happen is before long, you'll be spiritually anorexic. Now, let me explain that. See, the word of God will do two things. It'll either draw you or it'll drive you. And what happens sometimes when some of us get mad at the church and we quit coming, you become spiritual anorexic because you start vomiting up and don't want the word of God to go inside of you. It's time to grow up. Verse 20 of Ephesians 2. It says, and they are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and in whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. This verse is saying that the building or the body of Christ has to be fitly framed together. That means that in order for the body of Christ to be who she ought to be, every brick should be in the proper place. However, when you got church folk that are not in their proper place, it makes it impossible for this building to be fitly framed together. See, it takes all of us working together to make things work. But when church folk don't grow up, you got too many bricks out of place. See, what happens is growing up means that I'm mature enough to admit that most of my problems are created by myself, and I gotta take responsibility for myself and say, God, here I am. I'm messed up. It's me standing in the need of prayer. Ain't the preacher, ain't the deacon, ain't the praise team, ain't the worship leaders, ain't the those that are involved in intercessory prayer, but it's me that needs to grow up. Got too many babies in church. The pity part is over. I don't know what you came to hear this morning, but it's time. It's past time for church folk to grow up. See, grown folk know that even though weeping might endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. Now, infantile's mind might panic when the storm comes, but see, I know who calmed the waves of the sea. See, in other words, when the storm of life comes, some of us right now are scared to death. We don't know whether to stay in the boat or whether to jump out the boat. But let me tell you, I'm going to ride the storm. Put your hands in the hand of the man that steals the waters. Put your hands in the hand of the man that calms the sea. And when you grow up, I don't have to worry about they said, he said, she said, but I'll tell you that Jesus said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to Jesus. Now, I've grown up to realize that my daddy has got everything under control. See, when you put your faith in daddy, That's a sign that you're growing up. See, I said, Jesus, you said, cast all my cares upon you, because he really cares for us. Somebody in here, are you ready to grow up? I got to ask you, are you ready to grow up? Choir, are you ready to grow up? Worshipers, are you ready to grow up? Let me tell you this. It's past time. It's way past time for the church to grow up. See, it's time for those that's got a bowed down head to look up. Somebody said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that all of my help, it comes from God above. See, I learned that ain't no need in looking down. Ain't no miracle on the ground. And every time I look up, I think about Calvary. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. When you grow up, you stop looking down. You begin to look up. If you got a bowed down head, you need to look up. If you've been complaining, you need to shut up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. If you've been living in sin, blaming everybody else, it's time for you to confess up and say, Lord, I need you to save my sinful soul. If you've been down, it's time for you to get up. See, God will allow you to get back up again. If you've been asleep, sitting in church, ignoring the word of God, it's time for you to wake up. If you've been a non-tither, it's time for you to pay up. Those that have been sitting down on your butt, it's time for you to get up and give God some praise. It's time. It's past time. It's past time for you to grow up. I tell you, God has been so good. Somebody said, he brought me. Somebody said, he brought me from a mighty long way. I can remember long time ago, I was a little bitty boy. I gave the preacher my hand, said I want to be saved. But I'm so glad I'm not that little boy no more. I can speak things now as if they were that appear not to be, knowing that one day I can speak things into existence. See, when I was in that infantile stage, I used to say the Lord will make a way somehow. But when I grew up, I discovered that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Everything comes from God above. See, when I was in that infantile stage, I used to say, you know what? I got to depend on my common senses. But I discovered that how stupid my common sense really was. And somebody said, let this mind be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. It's time for you to grow up. Quit being a baby. It's time to grow up. Take your rightful place and say, God, I need you. Every hour, I need you. I can't make it without you. Maybe you've been disconnected from the supply sword, but God will let you hook back up and get back on the milk of the word. He'll take you off of life support. And before long, you'll start breathing on your own. Why? Because he'll breathe into you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help you grow up. The Holy Spirit will make you speak like somebody that's got the word of God down in them. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Have you grown up? Have you grown up? If you hadn't grown up, somebody say, Jesus, I need your help. I'm tired of being a baby. I want to grow up into the saint that you would have me to be.
I need you. Somebody needs to say, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I can't make it without you. Does anybody need him? Anybody need him? It's time to grow up. He's good. Is God good? Has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? Right now, somebody don't know him as the Savior. It's time for you to grow up. You ought to come down this aisle and say, God, I want you to forgive me for all of my sins. I'm ready to grow up. I'm tired of being stuck on the water, but I want some milk in my life. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is he all right with you? Is he all right with you? Are you ready to grow up? Are you ready to grow up? Are you ready to grow up? Maybe you're scared, but somebody said, precious Lord, take my hand. That's for the baby that's scared. He said, lead me on. Let me stand. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak. But you know what? When I grow up, I'm going to be just like Jesus. Don't be like me. Don't be like mama. But be like Jesus. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. See, right now, some grown folk don't think you need a babysitter. But even when you grow up, you need a babysitter. His name is the Holy Ghost. Lead, guide, direct you into all truth. Got some grown folk in here that need a babysitter. It's time to grow up, to realize that I can't stay here by myself. The enemy might break in my house, but the Holy Spirit will protect me. Put his loving arms all around me. And I can say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know how I found that out? Because I grew up. I grew up. The devil is a liar. When you grow up, you'll discover that Jesus will be your keeper. Will there be one this morning? Somebody here needs Jesus. You know if you're not saved, been playing games, coming to church, you need to grow up. How do I grow up? Take your training wheels off. Trust Jesus. I asked you a while ago if you trusted him. He'll let you walk. And guess what? You might stumble sometimes, but all babies have to fall. But after a while, I find myself falling less and falling less. And somebody will be able to say, on Christ, the solid rock, the solid rock, the solid rock, the solid rock. Hey, hey, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Somebody out there sinking. Somebody out here sinking. You need a Savior this morning. It's time to grow up. Don't take no money to grow up. All it takes is a transformed mind, a willing heart, and a cooperative spirit to say, God, here I am. Will that be one? Will that be one? Somebody here knows you're not saved. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't have no prosperity story for you, but I got some truth. Hell is real. And if you die and your soul is lost, you go to hell. Hell, H-E-double-L, hell. Kids, don't let nobody fool you about no purgatory and resting place. Hell is real. You need Jesus. Maybe if you don't understand what I mean by this, you're just simply saying, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he got up. That's what being saved means. Don't let nobody trick you about that's what being saved means. Will there be one that know that you're not saved? God is standing right now with arms wide open. And some of us too grown. For the word of God said, except you be as a little child, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, children fight at 8 o'clock and 8:01, they back friends.
That's right, that's right.
Somebody made you mad last year, and you still mad. It's time to grow up. 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 Let's just give God some praise right now. Let's give God some praise right now.